kickstart your Saturday with JB and Billy. Even though there's no chance Billy's going to be up this early.
You know what time I get up now?
What time?
11.
Oh!
This is the best of the Rush Hour. This is the Rush Hour's Thursday footy preview.
Tear this one a newie.
With Jay-Z.
Allow me to reintroduce myself.
No, this Jay-Z.
That's when you know you've made it, I reckon.
Nice to see the little man. Welcome to you.
Hello, boys. I like that nice little leather jacket. You're rocking
there, JB. At least
you've
got some idea. Fat's bloody he's clueless.
Fat. I think it's vinyl.
He's completely clueless.
Is it vinyl?
You reckon I'd wear vinyl? Hey, Jay-Z, tell me this.
Yes.
We always love when there's a big stoush in our caper.
Yep.
And not too many bigger names in football, let alone at the Collingwood Football Club, than Mick Malthouse and Nathan Buckley.
Yeah, I think we're all surprised to hear Nathan Buckley really lift the lid on his relationship with Michael Malthouse. Because
very honest.
He's been so restrained. I mean, clearly they've fallen out and have had a tense relationship for some time.
Yep.
But it's fair to say Nathan Buckley went whack. And I think this is almost the new Bucks. I wonder whether as part of his sort of, you know, changing direction from last year, he's just sort of calling things as he sees it. You know, I don't think it was necessarily deliberate, but I just think he's been really refreshingly honest.
Very honest.
Yeah, over the past sort of 6 months or a year, and this is sort of continuing along those lines. I just question the timing of it.
Yeah, but...
That's what made it a bit awkward.
So how's he get in trouble for being honest when clubs lie? Every club lies,
true.
We know that. And then they get in trouble for lying.
Yeah.
So how do you win?
Yeah, true. I mean, I don't really hold this against Bucks because really he's just, I mean, for me, what is amazing is that he hasn't said any of this. He's staying restrained for the past 10 years. How frustrated must he have been by some of the things Mick has said and done over the journey, yet he's managed to keep that sort of in-house. So, but it's finally came out.
When that whole Mick is going to move aside and Bucks is going to take over as coach, and there was a front page of the paper and Ed in the middle and the three of them. We did a Saturday rub, I reckon, the next week.
Mm.
And I honestly, I don't know who was in the room. There were five of us. And I said, right, put your hand in the air. Who thinks this is going to work?
Yep.
And not one hand went up. Everyone knew that they couldn't stand each other even then.
Yep.
And that's, you know, as the thing was being pieced together.
Yep.
So there's no surprise in it. I'm with you.
Yep.
I love Nathan Buckley. I'm a card-carrying member of his fan
Me
club.
Too.
I would have thought Bucks might have said, look, I've got some thoughts on this, but he's just been inducted into the Hall of Fame. Let's just park them and enjoy, you know, let him enjoy what's a terrific moment. That's the only thing, but, you know, I like honesty too.
Which he's done over the journey.
Speaking of the Hall of Fame, then Mick went along there and him and Brad Hardy don't see eye to eye, haven't for a while.
Mm-hmm.
They both got inducted on the same night and were up on stage and getting photos and things like that.
Yeah.
How did that end up?
It was amusing. I thought it was great trolling from the AFL to induct these two blokes who have been brawling with each other for the best part of two decades and induct them in the same year. That is the AFL just taking the P155, I think. So that was quite interesting. You look at the photos of them sort of standing next to each other and it did seem a touch awkward, I must say.
Toad talks.
Orcs. And then on the night, and I wasn't aware of this one, Mick and Mark Stevens, who haven't spoken for a long, long time.
Yep.
Don't you remember the back end of Mick's career? Steve-O used to bash into
first
his
question,
presses every time.
And he'd look at him. I remember that, but I didn't realise it had gone
on
and on.
Carried on.
Yep.
So the other night, apparently, they were all in the same circle or group, and they all had to shake hands.
Yep.
And I'm only reading this in the Herald Sun.
The score.
The score.
The score,
Colin. Is that yours?
Yep, no, Scotty Gallen's. Anyway.
How's Scotty going?
Going great.
Anyway, I asked him, so then the hands had to be, everyone had to shake hands.
Yes.
And Mark, apparently, Steve-O put out his hand and Mick didn't shake it.
Just left it hanging.
Is that true? Obviously it's true.
I believe that is true, Bill. Yeah, because it got a bit frosty. Remember, Mark was asking all those questions and when things were going pear-shaped at Carlton and Mickey Stevens was rolling his eyes, etc. So those two don't get on.
Is Mick a bit like Kevin Bartlett? Remember Kevin Bartlett had the list on his fridge?
Yeah.
And as they got off the board or they disappeared, he'd mark them all off. And then he actually would go back to the club.
He's got a long memory, Mick, it's fair to say. Can I just touch on Bucks a little bit for 1 second? Because he had his press conference today, Bill.
Yeah, so he came back again.
And he said that he was taken out of context by the media. Now, from what you...
It was on Jared Waitley's show.
Should we have a listen? And you tell us whether we have taken Nathan Buckley out of context. Hit it, Rabs.
I regret the way that it has been reported. It was about an understanding of Mick as a driven person and how that drive has pushed him to success in his career. And ultimately, you break a few eggs along the way, and some of those are broken relationships. It's such a small part of Mick's story. It shouldn't be about me. It shouldn't be about necessarily just the Collingwood Football Club either. Mick needs the space, and you guys and the game needs the space to celebrate his achievements.
I'm glad he said that.
Yeah. Well, what he said yesterday is that Mick will rewrite history to make sure, you know, that was always the case. He said, yeah. I think I understand Mick. He was a young kid scrapping to put that next meal on the plate, and that drove him. That was his attitude throughout his whole life. But describing him as a master manipulator, you know, rat cunning, said he was an enemy of his, you know, maybe that was a bit harsh, yeah. But I'm not sure we took him out of context, did we?
No. Well, JB? I didn't hear the interview, so I just read the quotes in the paper.
Pretty
Which were strong.
It was with Waitley.
Bill's posed the question, are you bringing up a moron? That's because a friend of ours, 17-year-old son,
Jill,
was unable to change a light globe in a lamp. Yeah. Which you must, Bill, it's not a tough thing to do.
No, it's not.
You should just be able to achieve that, I reckon, of all the stuff.
But the other thing there is, which I give Finn a bit of credit here, with the LED or whatever it is nowadays, LED, well, they last for 2 or 3 years, yes. Jim, so we don't have to change them as much as we had to. Yep. I remember the lady next door always asked me over to change the light bulb, Jim.
Oh, yeah, of course she did.
And while I was up, Jim, she just grabbed hold of it.
I would suggest that never happened in your living time. Adrian Upway, hello, Ado.
Yeah, boys.
Ever happened to you, Ado? The lady next door asked you to come in and change the light bulb?
I reckon my wife listened, so no.
Oh, right. Now, are you raising a moron?
I am raising five of them.
Five. Mm.
What happened?
I've got an 18-year-old son that can't tie his shoelaces. He just tucks them down the side.
No way. No. You've got to be able to do that by the time you're 18, Ado.
Yeah, I know. And Jim, it's a baton holder, not a bayonet holder.
You're talking about the globe?
The light globe.
Yeah.
Baton.
No, I reckon Jim's right.
Oh, hang on. Ado reckons it's a baton.
How would you know? Are you a Sparky or something, Ado?
Chippy.
Chippy. Oh,
same. No, that's not
the same. Stay there. Martin.
Mate.
To North. Hello, Marto.
Hey, my guys. How are you?
Are you raising a moron?
No, but my mate Scott is. He's got a 19-year-old son. Bought him a second-hand car. The kid come in about 3 days after buying it, chucking the wobblies. He'd scratched the screen on his iPhone. He'd been using the cassette deck in the car as a iPhone recharger.
No, he has not.
Not happening.
It's dead serious. Scratch the.
Scratch the crap out of it.
Clinton Geelong, Bill.
Hello, Clint.
Yeah, g'day, mate. I was getting a lift home the other day with my mate's car. I might have let one rip, and the kids didn't know how to unwind the window. And I said, well, bad luck, mate. You suffered until you can work it out.
So it wasn't press button. It was actually had to wind it.
He had to wind it. His old Chimera that we're in.
That's funny.
A Chimera. Oh,
that's it.
I got a Chimera from Geelong.
Yeah, how'd that go?
I don't know what happened.
Robbie in Ballarat. Hello, Robbie.
How you going, Jim?
We're talking about bringing up a moron, mate.
Yeah, I've got a 21-year-old son, Jim. He asked me just recently, how many weeks are there in a year, Dad?
No,
he didn't.
I had to tell him there was 52, and I couldn't believe he didn't learn at school.
No.
And then he asked me how much he would save at the end of the year if he saved $100 a week.
Oh, 5,200.
Come on. That's not up to speed.
We all know this 52 weeks. Sure.
Oh, I would have thought.
Except for Robbie.
Scotty in Kings Park.
Yeah, g'day, buddy.
Oh, Scotty! What's big Scotty been up to?
I got a moron son who can't even turn a shower on or put a phone down to open a door when he's got a handful.
How can he not turn a shower on?
Mummy has to do it for him.
No way. Geez. That's not good. That's not good enough, Bill.
You had a big weekend.
Steve in Lang Warren. Hello, Stevie.
How you going, Jimmy and Billy?
Yeah, Stevie, good, mate.
Look, I was camping up on the Murray with my mate's son and my mate, and we did a bit of fishing and whatever, but I said, okay, we're going home now, so let's pack up. I'll pack up the camper van, and I said to Riley, I said, you pack up the bloody chairs, mate. Just put them in the bags and we'll be right. And so I packed up with my mate, and we sat around there having a beer about an hour later, he still hasn't got the first one in the bag.
Well, just had to fold it up, put it in the
bag. Fold it up and put it in the bloody sock thing. Right? He still hadn't done the first one.
Come on, Riley.
Mate.
Kids, Jim.
I know.
No idea. No. In our day, we're out changing tyres.
That's it.
Probably not.
Not really. who we got? Dave in Altona. Hello, Dave. Clint.
Hello, you boys.
Good, man.
David.
I've got two, actually. Both of them don't know how to bring bins in after they've been emptied.
Oh, yeah. I think they're just lazy. They don't want to do that, do they?
Yeah, but they can go to the fridge and get a beer. and turn the light on to get a beer, but not turn the light off, but remember to get a beer.
Yeah.
No, that is true. And they won't replace the bloody things either.
No.
Once the beer's gone, none ever come back.
No beer here.
Frank in Coosbury, Bill.
Frankie.
Boys, how we going?
Good, Frankie.
It's good, mate.
That's good. I've got a 25-year-old son who rang me one day. He said, Dad, the car's overheating. I said, well, go to the servo. I'll put some water in it. Yeah. So he rings me from the servo. He says, Dad, he said, I've put water in it, but it needs more. Mm. I said, we'll put more in it. He said, I've already bought two bottles. I said, hang on. Isn't there a watering can next to the barrel?
Nah, come on, Frankie.
No, he did, I tell you.
He went and bought bottles of water out of the fridge.
Bottle of water for his radio.
He wins. Bill. We don't need to go any further. Yeah. That is, I've never heard of anything as stupid as that.
This is the Midweek Rub.
The chance is up.
Triple M rocks footy.
Damo's in, as is Nafe Brown, and I'll tell you what we're doing as we're just flicking around is touching on a few of the issues that have gone in the past round. One of them is the game in China. Purple, are we anywhere near this being a good thing? Is it a thing we maintain? What do we do?
I don't get it, Jim, and I've long said that. I'm probably too set in my ways with not being able to realise whatever it is that it's doing for the bigger picture, but ultimately, it's a game that the opponent of Port Adelaide doesn't want to go to, and that was evident with St Kilda. There was noises being around the fringes even before the illnesses that the players clearly got. So they don't want to be there.
I spoke to someone today that were over there.
Yeah.
Said they got there late. Adelaide got over there a day earlier and were all ready to go.
And complained the whole time.
St Kilda got there late, were disorganised, complained,
yep.
Then went out when they shouldn't have ate the wrong stuff to get sick. So, they just weren't organised.
Which was the Gold Coast Suns' pride to them.
Yes.
They had the same experience, didn't they?
Yeah, just didn't want to be there.
No.
So at least only before Adelaide, maybe it's because they had a 5-year deal effectively at the outset that they thought, well, we've got to embrace it. Let's go and live it up, so to speak, as much as you can in that sporting environment. So, yeah, look, there's that aspect to it, Jim. That lost money first year. They told us it evened up a little bit second year. Got told last night by someone who I would think would know that there was a bit of money made this year on game year three, and it now sets them up to make good money year four and five.
So the issue is going to be who they lasso into playing.
I'm pretty sure St Kilda's agreed. Well, again, don't hold me to this part of it, but I think St Kilda will be there again next year and quite possibly in 2021. That might yet to still be played out.
What do they get? 500?
Yeah, it's about 500. And I get that part of it too because they are so far in debt. It's $10 million or thereabouts.
But you'd be disappointed as a supporter to hear what we've heard around the traps that not only did they get food poisoning, set that aside, that can happen to anybody, probably if you don't eat at the wrong spot, but not really wanting to be there, being unorganised. I'm sure that the coaches didn't set it up that way, but somehow that's the word that's filtered back. Mm. And if you're a supporter, well and good, you get the 500 grand. But they're going okay, St Kilda. They were 5-5 before that game, and you'd expect to...
You say they're going okay.
A winnable game. But they're going a lot better than last year.
Yeah.
And there's still an outside chance to play finals if they can get on a run and get their players back. And to hear that they're unorganised or players weren't really into it, you can't comment on that for 100% sure, but that's just what comes back from the people that we know in China. And that'd be really disappointing if you're a St Kilda supporter.
Just on them, guys, they're 5-6. Sorry, 5 losses from their last 6 games now, and the one win being against Carlton. So it's hard now to say they're still going okay.
Yeah, but their win loss is okay. That's what I was referring to.
Anyone surprised that Ed's come out and slammed the AFL VFL Premiership going back to 1870?
I like
given Collingwood's position can't move too far.
Yeah, and I'm with him on this. I mean, I'm always fully respectful of anything Colin Carter brings to the table, but I think you've got to draw a line somewhere on what is considered history of the game, and we The fact we celebrated 100 years of VFL slash AFL in 1996, I think it's as good a reference point as there is, isn't there? And to try and go back further, it doesn't make any sense to me.
This has been going on for a long time. Colin's been trying to get this up for a long time.
Yeah, it's probably a 15-year thought in his head.
If you go to GMHBA Stadium down there, they've got Geelong's premierships. And they all go back with these seven.
Do they?
They put them down.
What would that get Geelong to? How many?
It's about 16. Right up there in the pointy end.
I think we're getting to plus seven.
Well, Carlton get plus six. They get six more premierships. Essendon four. Collingwood only get one. Mm-hmm. Hence, Ed Ol, Sookie, Sookie, La La. Geelong seven and Melbourne three. South Melbourne, Sydney get five.
Has it got any merit though, Damo?
No.
Well, it is history.
In my opinion, no.
But they ran out as a Geelong
footy club. The VFL started in 1897, so that's where we should be going.
Well, so what happened in 1870 onwards?
Different competition.
Different
Bill.
Competition,
but it's
Bill.
Still Carlton, Essendon, Collingwood, Geelong.
And well, what are their teams weren't in the comp?
Well, if you do that, Port Adelaide's got about 73.
Well, all right.
That's a good point you make, Damo.
Look, do the Port Adelaide maths on it, Bill. How many have they got, Jim?
Yeah,
they'd be 40 or something, wouldn't they? If you're throwing the AFL one.
AFL, VFL.
Oh, so
why should you discriminate from the non-Victorians, Bill?
What about Parole University? They never won one.
Self-interest. It always comes out on top.
Yeah.
Bill, can I have that sheet of paper that Ramsey just prepared?
Port Adelaide, they've won one AFL grand final.
Yes.
34 Sandfuls.
There you go.
34.
So they'd jump
and
up a bit.
Four championships of Australia.
Oh, let's include them as well.
Yeah. That'd be 39.
Colin Carter may withdraw this plan.
He might say, let's not do that.
Supported by Golding. Golding over the top of Creek. It's good for three more.
Uh-oh. Our man's in, Chris the Gold Man. Nice to see you.
Thanks for having me. Good to be back.
Now, last time you were in, we were asking you about the World Cup squad when it was going to be announced and your own sort of outlook on it. And you said, look, you hope you'll be involved, but you weren't sure. We said you're a certainty. You're in.
I should have listened to you.
You should have listened to us. Exactly. But that's good because obviously the World Cup's coming up when?
Start of September. So I think it runs from maybe September 2nd to 15.
Beautiful. August 31 to September 15.
There you go. I'll just rock in 3 days late.
What's it like in China? Are there good stadiums there?
Big stadiums.
Big.
Big stadiums. Not really relaxed on the smoking rules in stadiums, which is interesting.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
They all puff
they
away.
They like a durry.
Fighting through smoke to play elite basketball.
Yeah. It might change for the World Cup, but I've been there plenty of occasions where there's guys.
Davey Reynolds just wandered. What's he think he's doing?
Davey Reynolds.
Yeah, the V8 supercar. What's he think? He's just wandering in here.
He thought he was on today, but it's next week.
So that can't be. They can't have the best players in the world playing in the middle of smoke.
They might tighten the restrictions for the World Cup, but it's quite common.
Then you play September 1, take on Canada. God, we should win that.
No.
They're all going to be tough games.
How are we ranked 11th, by the way?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really weird system. It takes into account all levels and way back as I think like 5 or 6 years. So.
Righto. So we play Canada, Senegal.
Yep.
And then Lithuania, who will be hard to beat.
Yeah, they're always big games. We had a great win over them in the playoffs of the Olympics. So always really, really good players and quite a few NBA guys on that team.
Well, Ben Simmons is the big story in the end with this squad because everyone was wondering about this emerging superstar's availability for the Boomers. So, he plays in this, which is brilliant, and that will obviously spin into the Olympics.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of been everyone's question, is Ben going to play? So, really cool of him to come out on social media and announce that he'll be a part of the squad and team. I reckon he'll get through that selection process.
Yeah, he might squeak his
nicely.
Way in there.
So, another building block for the future of the Boomers team. It's great. Yeah.
Now, Camp Quality Ambassador means the hair, your trademark locks are coming off.
Yeah. So July 22, if you head to melbourneutd.com.au/CGCQ or any of my social media or Melbourne United social media, you can donate. We're raising funds for Camp Quality, who do amazing things for childs and families affected by cancer. Yep. So we're getting the trim, the man bun's going, and we want to raise as much as we can. Quite Bill Ball, but yeah, we're going clippers. It's going.
How long you had it?
It's been about 5 years.
5 years?
Yeah, so I started growing it when I moved to Spain. I didn't trust the barbers over there. And,
do you like it?
I'm getting over it.
Yeah, so
it's done its dash. So I reckon. That's all right. That's fair enough. Honestly,
even the AFL players wearing buns. I'm not sure about. So well done to you. That is fantastic.
Hopefully we can raise a lot of money.
Good on you, Gold.
A little bit, a lot. It's all good.
Tell us about the US basketball team. The game's coming up. We've got one at Marvel Stadium on August 22. Yep. What sort of a team are they going to bring down?
Well, I mean, everyone says, oh, well, they won't bring their A-listers. But even if they bring their B, C, D-listers, we're still looking at NBA superstars. So I think some confirmed names are Kemba Walker,
yes.
All-star. I think James Harden's been rumored.
Oh,
Donovan Mitchell, yes, Utah Jazz. Kevin Durant is also rumored. He's been on the promotional pitches. We have to see how his calf ends up. He's hurt at the moment.
Anthony Davis.
And more big names to come. So they're going to be
the rumored number one pick, Zion Williamson.
Yeah, Zion Williamson, showing great basketball knowledge here. Plays for Duke.
Duke, he does.
He will go number one to the Pelicans, so I think they've already gauged his interest if he wants to play.
You wouldn't go to the Pelicans, just on the name.
I'd go wherever the bloody hell they want me.
I don't think you've got a lot of choice, Bill. Oh, your name gets picked out. Well, that'll be great.
Two games there, Jim.
Yeah. 24th and 22nd.
Yep.
Ticketmaster.com.au. We're going to have a pretty good side out too.
Yeah. And, of course, we're missing Thon and a couple of NBA guys, but probably the most talented team that we've ever put on the floor. And to be playing in front of 50 to 55,000 at Marvel both nights, tickets are running out fast. So it's going to be an absolute spectacle for Australian basketball.
It is. It's going to be interesting. So in the middle of Marvel, yeah? And they'll bring the stands in as they can there.
Yep.
That'll be good there. That'll be fantastic.
It's going to be really cool.
Oh, Goldie. Yes.
Hey, Goldie, get stuck into at melbourneunited.com.au/CGCQ to donate to help Camp Quality. You're going to have the haircut. When is that happening? 22nd of July?
July 22.
Uncle Rocco's in South Melbourne. From here.
Best shop. Text in what sort of haircut you want me to get. Yes. We'll take suggestions.
That's a good idea.
That's it. Social media, you can jump on that. Great to see you, mate. Thanks for stopping by.
Good on you, guys.
Well, this man, we get in regularly and love him, of course, part of the Triple M family. And last time he came in, he cut up rough, Bill.
He did.
He said, where's my opener?
Yeah, it did, yeah.
Yeah. Thought so, I haven't been introduced yet, Chubb.
We thought we'd then get one ready for Joey Montagna.
You got my opener?
Here it is, Joey.
There we go.
Yeah, there you
nice
go.
To see you, mate.
Thank you. Nice
now,
to be here again.
We need a proper introduction here because you brought a special guest in with you, and this man, there have been a few from St Kilda, actually, who the Triple M football calling team's got right around.
The Tip Rat.
Tip Rat Milne, of course, he used to bury his whole body into the carcass, especially when it got real fly-blown. But this man was one of our favourites, and in his final game, how long ago are we talking, Rabs? 2013. At Etihad, final round of the year, we were trying to get him a goal to send him off, and, let's have a listen. Trying to find the long target, which is Kozetsky! Because Justin Kozetsky directly in front, 35 out.
There it is.
Get around him.
Bang! They get around him, Gary!
Look at it, Jim.
Look at the numbers.
Lenny Hayes has come off the bench. Come on, that's crazy.
Come on.
Oh, no. The drama, Jim.
Overturned our man Cozzy's goal in his last game and just left us shattered. But the great man's in here. Yes. Welcome to you, Cozzy.
G'day, boys. What a surprise.
Where have you come from, please?
I've just come from Byron Bay today. Ooh. Been up there for 12 months. Been you? Living up there.
Doing
just,
what?
Just doing me best.
No.
Doing his best and nice and brown and getting a
isn't
bit of
he just?
Yeah, and then down for a sporties night, actually, down in Gippsland tomorrow night. So got me a little mate to pick me up today, and I'm sleeping on his couch tonight because since I've left, he's had a son taking my spare room.
Yes, sorry about that.
I've got the couch, and he said, I've got this, and this to do today. So I thought, I'll just hang around and we'll just see what happens.
Great to see you.
Hey, Joey, he's in good nick, the boy.
Yeah, he's in good nick.
Must be still playing somewhere.
No, not playing, not having a kick. But I've been at the Suns.
Helping out. He's working the Gold Coast Suns.
Day a week at the Suns. And coaching the Byron under eights. Young blokes are keeping me busy down there.
Beautiful.
It's like herding cats.
Smoking a bit of hooch.
There's some interesting types up there, Bill. I'll tell you.
There is, isn't there, yeah, Cos?
There's some setups up there. You don't have to go too far west out into the mountains out there,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, exactly. Liam Hemsworth. Is it Hemsworth?
Yeah, well, what about that mansion they're building?
Yeah.
It's like a shopping centre.
Yeah, she's got a few cinemas and that down there, but it's good fun.
Remember that game? That was fantastic. And is this true during the week, which I think it is, Joey? Did you gave your GPS to Cosy?
That's right, yeah.
So he'd get through the training or do the...
Not only was it Cosy's last game, it was also his 200th. So he was stuck on 199. The coach at the time wasn't overly keen to pick Cosy because he'd had some calf issues and thought that his time had passed, but we're all pretty keen to get him one more game. So I did the old, I'll wear your GPS at training. I'll make sure you've got good numbers and you look like you're fit and healthy. And he just hit around and snuck through training and we got him.
Reframe that. You didn't say, I'll wear it. I said, mate, you need to wear this.
Yeah,
I'm
he
cooked.
Did. And I said, I'll do you a favour and I'll wear your GPS. And it worked out well. The fitness staff looked at Cosy's GPS and thought, geez, he's going well. He's ready to go.
15K. Never ran 15K for the year. And
he was excited. So it all finished on a good note. And as he said, he never got the goal in that last game. But he got that moment. He
four
got that
points.
Moment where we all jumped over him and celebrated.
4 points in the last quarter.
No, we were trying to get... Oh, don't worry. You've never seen a commentary box ride a man harder. Yeah. We were trying to get you there. It actually was a nuts day because Freo, didn't they drop about 12 blocks?
They left a lot of players at
home.
They
finished on top.
Yeah, and they left all their players at home. We had Milne's last game, Jason Blake. Even Jason Blake kicked the goal that game. We started kicking the ball to him. We were kicking a Milne, and then we gave Cosy four chances. Yes. I don't know how many more he wanted.
No. How did you go that day, Joe?
No, it was a quiet day, Bill.
What'd you have?
Good. 47.
Oh!
Junk time.
47.
Was that when you were kicking out from fullback?
No, there was no kicking out from fullback that day. No, it was just
47.
Yeah, fill the boots day it was.
Two goals
and 47.
And only got two Brownlow votes.
Who got it?
Oh, Jack Stephen got three votes.
Cosy.
Oh,
yeah, exactly. They were counting the warm up that day.
Yeah. Very good. It was and of course the great tip Brad Milne, who we loved. Yep. He might have been actually my all time favourite.
He's absolutely. Well, you know what? We had the St Kilda Hall of Fame not long ago, and Milne got inducted, and they put his highlights reel up.
Yep.
And seriously, it only went for about 8 minutes. It could go for 45, but the goals that he kicked, when you look back, you forget how bloody good he was as a small forward. He's probably one of the, well, he is if you look at the list of all-time goal kickers. I think Eddie Betts has gone past him now, but he's almost the number one small forward.
Yep.
If you don't include Lee Matthews as a small forward, it was a remarkable career. We had a lot of good players in that team.
Bloody oath you did.
Still having a look at the footy, Colts, from up there?
No.
No.
Right. No, Bill. Not really. I went to rocked up at the Suns the other day. I didn't know where Carmichael Hunt was.
I'm glad you said it. So what do you do there? You get the big forwards? Because they're going all right, the Suns.
No, they're all right. They've got a good bunch of kids. Look, mate, to be honest, 5 years ago when I walked out of footy, I didn't think I'd ever walk back in at the elite level. And John Haynes, who... He's up
good
there,
man.
And Spitter, Andy Swallow's up there. A bit to do with him at the Byron Bay Footy Club, and they just sort of heard I was in town. Yeah. Johnny Haynes rang up and said, "We've got a couple of good young kids if you want to come and have a chat," and ended up being a day a week, which I really enjoyed.
Yeah,
got
good.
Back in there, and the assistant coaches, all blokes you played against, and Benny King and Peter.
I was about to say, I had to look at your tape because I got GWS Saturday night. He's moving nicely, Benny King.
Yeah. No, he's doing some good things. Only three games in, it's a pretty, debuted in the wet against Port Adelaide, moved in the right spot, so great kid.
Mm. Well, you got the Kangaroos, of course, this weekend up there, and North Melbourne's record in... on the Gold Coast is appalling.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. Mm. Because I was saying yesterday to someone, what it used to be is the boys, it was always the game before the bye.
So they used to
pack the board shorts and the thongs.
We played up there.
Yeah, we played kangaroos in the Gold Coast.
Yeah, well, you would have won that too.
Yep.
Like traditionally a very poor record in on the Gold Coast North. So it'll be an interesting game, this one coming up. But it's good that you're still involved.
Yeah, it is. And I never thought I'd be. And it's foot back in the door. It's great.
Hey, good to see you too.
Yes.
Cosy, anytime you want to drop in, you're very welcome.
That was the best of the Rush Hour. And catch up with JB and Billy anytime by downloading the Triple M app.